Windsor police would call to the Siam Corner Thai Kitchen and Pho restaurant on May 29th for a report of a foul odor and a secretion from the ceiling. Yeah, it was like a reddish-brown liquid dripping from the ceiling onto the counter of the restaurant.
Oh, secretions.
And yeah, we're done so with breakfast.
Cops thought they'd go upstairs and see what was going on. There's an apartment upstairs. They unlocked the window because they couldn't get in through the front door, and they found the tenant's body in his bed. He's been dead for several weeks.
Oh.
Yeah, most of the customers said,
catch me outside.
Coming to the Food Network, Guy Fieri checks out a bunch of joints that have decomposing bodies somewhere near the premises. It's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dead Guys.
Here we are at Billy's Crab Shack, where Billy's body has been decomposing upstairs for 6 weeks. Let's try the soft-shell crab. Wow, you can really taste Billy, God rest his soul.
Guy Fieri tastes food from all sorts of restaurants that have a certain decomposed flair to them.
I'm here at Sandy's Cafe in Orleans, where Sandy's grandfather died months ago, but his body still hasn't been removed from the basement. Let's try this jambalaya. Oh, this stuff is to die for. Get it?
It's all coming up on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dead Guys. Coming to the Food Network.
Rick Stacy.